More people are riding the T now that schools and workplaces are open, and the MBTA expects ridership to keep increasing through the fall. That could mean more crowding and more concerns about the coronavirus. Public health experts say good ventilation can help reduce the spread of the virus. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka reports now on how airflow is managed on the MBTA.
Ventilation is not something many MBTA riders are thinking about here in Central Square in Cambridge. Joel Diaz waits to board a bus.
Well, I have to focus on the fact that I need to get from point A to point B, no matter what, because I have things that I need to progress on.
Like getting to his new job at MIT. He usually rides the train, but says it's been too crowded lately, and he's trying to keep his distance from people because of the coronavirus.
This is my first time riding the bus in a very long time, so I'm excited to see how that goes.
Riders here are wearing masks. Some have hand sanitizer. And others say they may even wait longer to avoid a crowded bus. Vanity Reyes is on her way to Boston Medical Center and says she relies on the T to get around.
Well, I try to do my best to stay away from, you know, try to do the distancing.
Yeah. Do you worry at all about air circulation or ventilation?
No, not yet. Hopefully that's not the next thing, you know.
Ventilation is a concern for public health experts. There's growing evidence the coronavirus can linger in the air, and some case studies have linked poor ventilation to the spread of the virus. So how does ventilation work on, say, a bus?
Near the front of the bus, right as you're boarding it, if you were to look up, you would see kind of a big grill, and that's the air intake.
Brian Dusnup is the president of NFI Parts, which supplies parts for New Flyer, the company that makes most of the MBTA's roughly 1,100 buses.
So air comes up into that. It then goes through the air conditioning system, and then it comes out back into the passenger cabin, kind of along the sides of the bus.
The air passes through a filter before it comes back out, and the system recirculates the air in the bus. Dusnup says bus ventilation isn't that different from the systems in an office building or grocery store. But buses do have a unique advantage.
You know, buses naturally probably have more fresh air than any of those environments because, as you know, the doors on the bus open pretty frequently. And so you're getting, you know, interchange of air probably better than any building or office setting that you would go into.
The MBTA says the air on its buses is replaced 10 to 13 times an hour, depending on how many times the doors open along a route. The T subways have 11 to 28 air changes an hour, and the commuter rail has about 10 air changes an hour. Public health experts recommend as much outside air as possible, and that could be as simple as cracking a window. Joe Allen is an assistant professor at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health and has looked at air circulation on school buses.
When we roll down the windows a little bit and the bus is moving, we got 20 to 40 air changes per hour. Right? An air change per hour, to put numbers on this, six air changes per hour is every 10 minutes the full volume is refreshed, full volume of the space.
The T unlocked windows on its buses early in the pandemic, but closed them again when temperatures began to rise. And as temperatures cool, opening them back up may not be feasible. Upgrading air filters can also help clear the air of tiny particles. Crystal Pollitt is an assistant professor of epidemiology at Yale.
You don't just want to reintroduce air that someone may have expelled infectious viral material into. You want to have some attempt at filtering out that airborne virus.
The T says it's working to install higher-grade filters that can work with its HVAC systems.
Ventilation is an important factor, but it's only one factor.
Jim Aloisi is a former state transportation secretary and teaches transportation policy and planning at MIT. He says there are many factors that go into COVID-19 safety on public transit.
It's ventilation, it's duration, it's protection, mask wearing, and proximity. And if you can get all of those factors, some of them are only in the T's control. Some of them, one of the most important, like mask wearing protection, that's in the rider's control.
Aloisi says if all of those factors are addressed properly, the risk of taking public transit is pretty low. And transit advocates say plenty of people have been using public transportation safely throughout the pandemic. Their big concern now is that riders aren't packed too closely as more people use the system. The T has increased service on some of the more crowded routes, but riders and advocates say it's not enough. Maria Belen Power is with Green Roots, an environmental justice organization based in Chelsea.
I guess I wish they would increase it, you know, even more, that more buses would have more drivers and more service and more routes so that folks can really physically distance.
Longer term, that may be a challenge for the T, because the agency faces a major budget gap and is considering permanent cuts in service. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor, NWAMECA.